That's
there's one of, boy and five girls living yet.
Oh.
Me and five of my sisters living.
That's good.
You know Mr. up at a nice store down there?
I don't think
Every
so.
Elvis Cross of
I don't believe I do. Mm-mm. Where is she?
Mildred Cross. She teaches a nurse's class if I have been now for the last 5 or 6 years.
I don't believe I do. Mm-mm. Is she from here?
Hmm?
Is she from here? Is she from Scott County?
Oh yeah, she's my baby sister.
Oh, no? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is she in Knoxville now?
No, she's in O'Nighty.
O'Nighty?
She still teaches at school up there.
Oh, yeah.
She lives up at the church of Pemberton Lill.
Mm-hmm.
Right the back of church is up in the pond, and you can't see it out of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Did any of them ever grow tobacco in Scott County?
What?
Tobacco? Did they ever
Well, people
that?
Used to. I don't know now. My daddy used to raise a little patch. He chewed tobacco and smoked all the time. None of us kids never knew him. But I can remember him raising tobacco and getting out and picking them old green worms off of them about that long. Big as a finger. But I think in later years, some farmers back up in Bobby ever raised tobacco. I don't know. I think some of them raised some tobacco, huh?
Yes.
We bought the first tractor ever come in Scott County, a farm tractor.
Oh. When did you buy that?
1916.
Oh.
A little mogul, single cylinder, chain drive.
When was the first car in Scott County? You remember the first car in the area?
Yeah. First car ever come in Glen Mary was an old steamer, a white steamer. Filled with the name of Jim bought a second hand buggy. He lived at Glen Mary as a watchmaker. And he had a brother who was a barber down there, and then they had a little store together too. Mm-hmm. And the next one come in there was a 15 model T4. The next one was bought there in Glen Mary. I believe Dillard Pemberton bought that, and that's the person I know of coming in Scott County.
Yes.
That time.
When did you get your first one?
I got my first one in 17.
Oh, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's 60 years.
Yeah. I had a pair of mules down there on the place, and Daddy wanted to sell them, said he'd buy me a car if I'd sell them. But that fella had them, so I let him have them, and he got the car.
Yes.
Of course, I was grown in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, I tree. I stayed on the farm about 30 years before I married off from there. Then I farmed the tree. Had to keep it up all the time. Then along with daddy kept it.
Yes. Were you the oldest child? Or?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
We were talking about you. In working and everything, did you go to school in Scott County?
Well, what little I went.
Yes, sir.
I never did get through the fourth grade.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I don't guess you needed it back then, did you?
No.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have time to go to school much. It worked all the time.
Yes, that's how my granddaddy was.
Yeah. 1921, I put a garage up in Rubin Road. The first automobile garage was in Scott County. I had the first automobile garden in Scott County.
Oh.
Well, I first put up at Glenberry down there, a small place in 1920. In 1921, I built a big one up there, right below, and I moved my stuff up there. And Terry Brothers up there was the next one come in.
So you worked on cars?
Oh, yeah, I worked on cars a long time. Right, I got in a couple of big lathes and tape and done a lot of machine work.